Hey, hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to this week's call on Buddhist and Butterfly. We are heading into our week of what I sometimes refer to as the extra emotions, and or pardon me, combination emotions. So for these guys, you can think of them as being a mixture, a combination of different things, and they are drawing from all the other basic five or six really emotions that are like the building blocks for them all. So as we excuse me. As we make our way through that, I'm going to invite you to really just tune in and see what's alive for you today around that all. Setting your awareness, bringing attention to your intention for the journey today. And then we don't always do this. I'm going to invite you to imagine what that would actually be like. If that intention were here, now, true and alive. Really leaning into it, making it come really bright and vivid all the way through your senses. And I'm going to invite you to breathe right into this all, breathing here. Every inhale, an opportunity to call in, to receive. To drink in life. Every exhale, an opportunity to release, to let go, to make space. And every breath, an opportunity to sink a little deeper into that cushion below you. And if any part of that is pleasant, even neutral, taking time to savor it, to drink it in, to let yourself really marinate and steepen it. Excuse me. And here I'm going to offer the opportunity just to really mindfully do that one more time. But this time we're going to purposely locate something in our either inner or external world view, inner or outer world. And take a moment, take a few minutes, maybe even. Just luxuriously let yourself go over through your gaze. All the things that are useful, beautiful, pleasant, things that just make you feel alive, that make you feel good to be with. And I invite you to look in all directions. Looking up, down, all around. Checking it out from all the angles. As you do, it may not even be the thing itself. It may just be like the way the shadow and the light play and the quality of opening that that creates, the flicker of a shadow or a light as it moves across your space. It may be the space between like the leaves in a plant or holes in a crystal if you have one of them or something like that. It may be like the negative space. that's created by the object itself. Whatever it is that's captured your attention the most, letting it land in one of those spots in particular, narrowing it down, landing here. And then ultimately taking time to continue to appreciate it by noticing very specifically the qualities of this one thing that you like the most. And then taking time to purposely stop, savor, and drink those qualities in, letting yourself really feel like going deep down into your cells. And here, just taking time to continue to drink this in, I'm going to offer a few words here. Thank you for the opportunity to gather here today. And thank you to all that's gone into this sweet moment of connection. Thank you to all that was before, the families that created you, the ancestors that created them, and the lineage of what came before. Thank you to the earth that holds us, grounding us, connecting us to Mother, to nourishment. Thank you to the sky, connecting us to air, to Father, to open space, to vastness. And thank you to the water that pours through each and every one of us, connecting our emotions, our consciousness, going to the very core. And thank you to the fire expanding us, connecting us to the outer edges of what is beyond the seen realm. Then we're going to run just a little bit of awareness, thought, gratefulness, whatever your word may be here, to the intersectionality of all of those elements and offering it your thanks. In any way that feels right for you, maybe even add any words. Thank you to all that's interwoven here. We ask that this opportunity to gather here today serve the intentions of each and every person. The insights, awarenesses, and learnings for each individual continue to ripple on in really beautiful, good ways for each person, as well as this world. Thank you. Om. Shanti, shanti, shanti. Peace. 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 Hey, blessings. So start off with, we're actually running lymphatic drainage through the jaw. Now, the jaw holds a lot of information. And we're particularly working with like a tense jaw, like a clenched jaw. And it's actually going into feeling like it was painful to not receive the nourishment that you were looking for. So it kind of just got like suppressed or shut down. And as a result of that, it also shut down nourishing self-expression, nourishing reception of support, nourishing reception that got instead blocked or protected by a form of needing to excessively self-control. There's emotion here. It's not uncommon for this area to store like anger, irritation, frustration. We're actually looking though more so at rage. which is thought to be a combo emotion between both anger and fear. And then just underneath the chin here, directly underneath the tongue, is actually holding all the words that you wish you would have said, and in particular in times of rage, like the tongue lashing you wanted to give, as well as protection from the tongue lashings that you've received. So they're kind of both in here. They're both in here. Related to the jaw is also tension through the masseter muscles that open and close the jaw. This is also shut down with rage, as well as the emotion of despair, which is more so a quality of sadness, but it feels like a really deep, overwhelming despair, like a sense that no matter what happens, there won't be the opportunity to literally be heard. As we work with those emotions through the various jaw, masseter, underneath the chin region, we're linking it through to the throat chakra, the center of expression, and then feeling equally compromised or shut down. And there's even like a holding here around being silenced, whether you were physically silenced or given a look that said, I wouldn't speak those words, I wouldn't speak that out loud. Now is not the time, now is not the place. Your expression is unacceptable. And it's good, linking into memories as well, in which you were shut down for just being expressive and being you in front of a group of people in your younger years, particularly like your friend group, and receiving critical energy, or almost like an attack of energy. And with that created a profound sense of shame and embarrassment, humility, pardon me, humiliation. And a sense of, for whatever reason, it's linked to into a sense of like, I just can't ever rest here. Like, it wasn't able to receive then moving forward, the nourishment of having groups of people express their admiration, affection, their attention towards you. As you work with all of that, it's sinking into the face, and it's interesting, there was a few of you that requested information or intentions, pardon me, around the face. I mean, what you want to think of the face is like, how are we actually facing things? Are we working with a sense of not wanting to see what's coming? Do we sort of like hide our face away out of shame? Is there a sense of like, I'll take anything on the chin, and almost in a sense of aggressively facing forward? Is there a sense of just like lifting up and lifting your face up if we have like a really like strong sense of like I am right here? Or do we again just sort of like look downward in a sense of like I feel kind of fragile, kind of weak here? The face holds a lot of information, and there can be some tensions here in terms of how we mask. There can be tensions here in terms of the various different ways that we habitually face our world. What are the roles, the archetypes that we most draw on when we're in connection with others? And how easeful is it to wear those masks? And in essence, amongst all of those questions that I pose, there's a sense of overwhelming confusion around how to navigate life. So regardless of however the facial tension is for you, there's just simply a coping mechanism behind that around how is it you're actually facing your life? How is it you're navigating facing forward in life? And within all of this, there's almost like a sense of needing to have stress in order to motivate oneself versus a sense of being able to do it just simply because you enjoy it, because it's like, yay, kind of fun. A way that we can be enthusiastic about it. And amongst all of that, we're linking the face, the entire face, to the pelvis. These are generally speaking reciprocal areas. And sometimes the face will hold on to or express what the pelvis genitals aren't, or vice versa. So as we work with both of these, running lymphatic drainage through the skin and the various different structures that make up the face and the pelvis, the bones, the sense or sensual organs. And we're running the permissions here. It's safe to sense myself. And we're working with the restoration of the instinct of being able to sense yourself. And we're unhooking the belief system of, I'm lost within myself. I'm lost within myself. Doing an emotional release of sadness, particularly hopelessness, through the right side of the body that thinks it's impotent and can't actually move forward. This is actually something that was learned through Dad's side. Going back four generations of men and linking that through to the testosterone levels that's present in your body, whether you're in a male or a female body, we all have testosterone. And a sense of that feeling depleted, compromised because of the impotency in the family lines. Saying, I don't want to have it, I don't have what it takes to move forward and to express this. And in particular, being weakened by the unexpressed rage in a way that was actually witnessed, seen, heard, held. Underneath every unexpressed anger or expressed anger, there's an underlying need that has not been met. So we can imagine that we can actually reparent your ancestors and give them the parent that they would have needed to meet those needs. So first of all, have a conversation about them. And heck, before that, to be able to help identify, like, hey, this is anger, in case you didn't know. And underneath anger, it just means there's a need that we haven't met yet. You get to be as angry as you want to. You don't get to hurt people in the process. There's boundaries. But here are your options. You can punch, you can kick this pillow, you can throw this blanket, you can rip this head off with a stuffy, whatever it may be, the options are. You might want to list, add your own in here. But you get to actually express this anger. It's actually really welcome here. I won't be afraid of it. You won't be shamed for it. I will not hold this against you. And then that which has been held back, restrained, held in, not dealt with in a manner that it actually was fully witnessed and met with care. I invite you to imagine meeting it with the most tenderness you could imagine, and then see if you can even exaggerate that. As we bring in tenderness, it may just be the most potent energy field there is in supporting here. As we work with this, doing an emotional release of the underlying sadness that's really present behind the anger. It's actually the threat of not having your needs met, which made like the anger bigger and the sadness deeper. And that creating a activation of excess cortisol as well as adrenaline in the kidney adrenal complex. That's linking into the entire musculature of the body and the organ of the liver. The liver meridian is included here. And it's as if it's carrying the message of there is not even energy to renew. There is not even energy to reset. There is not even energy to begin again. And a sense of overwhelming depletion. Then we're working with the emotion now, also equally, I want to say, fairly intense anyways. Anger, fury. And it's also hanging out in the adrenals, working with both cortisol activation and adrenaline activation. It's interesting, it's the fury around not knowing what to expect. It's actually like fury around the unknown, the unanticipated. It's like a way of dealing with the unknown realm by means of just being really upset with it. And almost like demanding a sense of control here. And for some of you, that's also because there actually wasn't even a sense of control. And some of that is actually also mixed in with the intensity of the emotion here, of the fury. We're linking this all into the solar plexus chakra, consciousness of digestion, of that which is found to be indigestible. So supporting your system into being able to come into a different, richer, cleaner context of being able to digest things which it previously thought was undigestible. We're going to tap here. So invitation to breathe and to receive however feels right for you. Giving that a round of breath. And almost like you give yourself an energetic shake, shimmy, wiggle, woggle. Blubber your lips. We invite you just to like breathe that out and shake that out. And once you've had a chance, it's just sort of like loosen that all the way up through the body. I'm going to invite you to ever so slowly imagine that regardless of what posture you're in, seated or laying down or even standing for that matter, for those of you who might be, I'm going to invite you to ever so slightly begin to extend the right heel out. Extending through the right heel. And as you extend through the right heel, I'm gonna imagine that like if I was there with you, that I could actually like be there pulling that heel, helping it to fully extend and release any particular fascia, connective tissue, and that it's hanging on to all the way through the right lower back, all the way through to the right mid back. And you might even feel it all the way through to shoulders, neck, jaw. For some of you who are really sensitive and dialed in, you might feel it into the fascia, the connective tissue, the membranes around the cranial vaults, the skull, known as the dura mater, arachnoid mater, pia mater. The different meningeal layers. You don't need to know any of those fancy names. And then bringing that same awareness now to the left heel. We're going to rinse and repeat that on the left side now. I'm going to let go of the right heel, letting go of the right heel. And doing the same thing on the left side in a way that you can feel that left leg extending all the way through the heel. You may feel that going up through the different regions of the leg, all the way through pelvis, into back, low back, mid back, upper back, shoulder, neck, jaw, face. It may go all the way into the very vault of the skull. And then just as slowly as we went into it, letting the pressure go from the heel, even a little bit slower if it's available. I'm going to invite you to keep doing that, to keep alternating, extending out through one, the right heel now, and then the other, the left heel, honoring your own timing, going back and forth, moving between, going slow here. And as we do that, it's actually just releasing any particular tensions around the midline that are held on the external lining of the spinal column or the central channel where the energy of our primal central self flows and where the energy of the cerebrospinal fluid flows, which is like the place of unity. It's the most equally balanced place between nourishment and protection, as it does exactly both of those things. It's the place where we might say the two become one. It's however, the outer lining that we're working with, which is still honoring left and right bilateral separation. And there's a sense here of the part of you that likes to be alone, kind of hiding out here. For some of you, it might feel really good. For some of you, it might feel like that does feel kind of good, but I'm still kind of lonely. I feel a bit isolated. And that part of you might even have a sense of feeling really justified. Like, yes, it's so much better to just be alone. Or it might have a sense of, this is exactly what I want, just leave me alone. So whether there's smugness, groundedness, anything in between. As we do this, we're releasing the consciousness of, I'm going to say, false pride, the type of pride that sets us up for a fall. which we do often through grandiosity. And then it's linking into being able to find the layer underneath that, which is actually healthy pride. Being able to hold up your head tall, to receive respect, to celebrate life. In a way that moves through various connective tissue layers, through the neck or the stomach, the spleen, and therefore house three and four really hang out in the physical form. I'm running circulation of all the healing resources through to the neck, through to, in particular, both areas on either side of the central channel there, the spine. Bringing in blood that carries our passion. Nerve or communication, lymph that drains our toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, along with chi or vitality, consciousness or awareness, right down to all the little guys, electrons, protons, solitons, neutrons, working with the sounds, the colors, the frequencies of all the chakras, major and minor, endorphins, hormones and endocannabinoids that lower inflammation, anxiety, depression, that help us to heal at all levels, in particular the nervous system and the immune system. It's also working with the balance of the yin, the feminine essence of nourishment, and the yang, the masculine essence of protection. And here we're running hydration, helping the cells to take in water and joy and release any impurities that no longer need to be here. And it's working with the energy of, I'm going to say, coming out of almost like an icy statue. And I'm going to invite you, if you haven't already, to keep going through those right heels and left heels. This is what's actually loosening it up through the neck area now. Coming out of like a frozen, icy statue, a freeze response that was relatively numb and said, I don't know if I can actually face this. As well as a sense of if I stand out, like if I come up with a creative solution to face whatever this is in a way that makes me shine or stand out in some way, I'm easy pickings. I'm a target. I'm prey. I may be shot. I may be killed. It's too vulnerable. And there's this real push-pull around, I'll just do what everybody else is doing in order to fit in and not be unique and not stand out and not, be the target or potential target. And within this, a very strong, shameful fear that's overwhelming around being unique. And a lot of layers of protection, which actually is the grandiosity that we introduced. Gosh, when was that? Was that the beginning of houses three and four, or the beginning of houses one and two? It's been a while. And it's also the root of where that shame has been constantly generated. And interestingly enough, there's sort of this paradox that in standing out, we actually have the opportunity to, just like everybody else, stand out. So paradoxically, standing out is also, quite frankly, doing the same thing as everybody else has the opportunity to do. So standing out is actually somehow fitting in. And fitting in is somehow standing out. Linked into the knees that have a fear of actually finding that sense of healthy pride. And here running the permissions. I am not lesser than, I am not greater than, I am whole. I am not lesser than, I am not greater than, I am whole. and thinking into the entire nervous system and the wear and tear on that. That's showing up in particular, the extension of the nervous system, which is that of the hair. Working with hairy situations where things felt like you actually couldn't stand out or be unique or have a creative solution that was all your own without it being leveled, shut down, cut down, brought down to size, which was a form of like receiving critical attack or receiving criticism. And to the part of you that received that, I offer these words. I'm so sorry. So very sorry. You didn't deserve any of that. And that wasn't okay. That wasn't okay. And just in case no one's ever told you this, I want to let you know that's actually abusive. And you actually don't have to offer love to those that did that to you, even if they're your parents. You can love them for other things, but you don't have to love them for criticizing you, for attacking you, for abusing you. And you don't have to love them for anything else they did in their pain of confusion. You get to love whatever parts you wish to that feel good to love, but you don't have to love the parts of them that were harsh, painful, violent, critical, mean, attacking. If I was there with you, that with that little part, I'd actually scoop them up out of that environment and let them know they actually get to be shielded here. And I'm going to be here with them, offering them that sense of shielded protection. So they don't have to live in constant overwhelm or confusion around what love is here. And they don't have to live in overwhelm or confusion around what tenderness is here. And they don't have to lose its potency. We're linking that into the heart chakra. Running the permissions. I live in balance with others. I live in balance with others. I live in balance with others. That's linking into the jaw once again. Here, there's less tension. It's more a sense now of just like dull ache. And within this deep grief around wanting things to have been different than they were. And for this part of you, reminding them that it wasn't because they didn't clearly know or ask. It may have been because they didn't have space to express that, but it doesn't mean that they don't have clarity. And we're releasing any confusion that may have been created from purposeful or incidental gaslighting. Releasing any fogginess of that all the way through the jaw and the fifth chakra, the throat chakra. There we go. As I stumble over my words here, I'm not lost in the irony of very much receiving this one too. And we're running two permissions. The first is my voice is welcome here. My voice is welcome here. And the second is pardon me, my creativity freely flows in its expression here. My creativity freely flows in its expression here. We're linking that right back to the back. anchoring into fascia that's lower in the back body, but it's connected to the heart and the throat chakras, going down respectively into the mid and, pardon me, the lower and the mid back. So heart to lower back, throat to mid back. There's a feeling here of like a sag or a collapse as it sort of is a lot lower in those areas. And a sense of not having the necessary protection or having someone had your back in response to the challenges that we've expressed earlier around the heart and the throat. So we invite you to imagine that you can feel my hand that I'm bringing in to your back. I'm going to bring in one hand to your low back, if you're open to receiving that, and one hand into your mid back. As I bring my hands in there, helping the body to remember what it is to receive support, to be supported, to drink in support, to have connection. And if it's open to receiving the words, I'm going to add this one in too. The words simply are much like a permission statement here. I accept you. I accept you. Meaning exactly as you are, without the need to change or fix or manage anything. I accept you as you are. Hairs, warts, and all. You don't need to be perfect to be accepted. And you don't need to have any other things crossed off in order for connection to be welcome here. We're linking this into the 12th house, house of the liver, liver meridian, the house that integrates that which seems like it's just beyond the edge of the seen, the known, the tangible. And then it's linking right into the stream of the cerebrospinal fluid and its flow throughout the spine. And it's got an energy of like orgasmic pleasure, an energy of rising up with delight, because you get to. And here, running another permissions. The words are, I am my own central authority. I am my own central authority. Interesting that we have just come through a time of deep balance, equinox. We've also come to a very wild astrology theme around relationality. And there's a sense here of being able to find balance in your relations, your relationships, by means of being your own central essence, your own central authority. Which just might mean we actually have to relax our own inner authoritarian. And if yours is anything like mine, it's been holding on to a lot of pain and hurt and confusion around not knowing what else to do but become authoritative. I usually come to the solid sense of, I'm going to tell you what to do. I'm going to tell you what I think. I'm going to teach you about this. Gosh, do I know that one so very well. Still picking through that one. And you know, it has its perks. It's come in handy when I am actually teaching something that people have asked me to teach. But if it's happening outside of that, it's like, well, now I'm giving you direction of what I think this should be in your life. I'm telling you what to do, and I don't know that. I'm not the actual boss of you. Anytime we enter the land of advice, that can flare up here. Or if we're asking for advice, there's a sense of, I'm not my own authority. I need someone else to tell me what to do. Which is really common in our world. It's sort of a crippling byproduct of how it is we're raised in our systems. The various man-made ones. And here we're just simply running the permissions now. I claim my seat. Meaning you like claim literally the essence of only you are the judge of you. No one else. And with this, releasing the emotion of sadness as well as apathy. And it's held in the bony vertebrae that make up the spinal protection around that spinal column, or crate. Some people refer to it as the spinal column. But working with the bones a bit. Okay, the bones are often thought also to carry ancestral energy. And we're actually linking this into now the assistance of the ancestors through their nature of offering sweetness. And in doing so, relearning what it is to be protected, not necessarily because it was dramatic or big or violent, but protected through sweetness, innocence, love, care, affection. Through softness, through gentleness. And in doing so, reminding your system gently how to receive that healthy pride even a little bit deeper, to celebrate your achievements. Linking it through to the 10th house, house of career, achievement, recognition, and outward self-expression. Within this 10th house, offering the sense that it's actually really safe to take up space. And the ancestors are actually offering that particular piece of wisdom, that there's sweetness in spaciousness. There's sweetness in embodying spaciousness. And even if you can't see it for yourself, they will hold that vision for you. They will hold that awareness for you. And they will hold that like a candlelight, drawing you to that direction. At the same time as that, linking into the right foot, right knee, right hip, and the minor chakras that hang out here. And here, storing the essence of what joints often do, areas where we transform. Our joints also offer, transform, I meant transition. So the joints carry, to be really clear, transition points. And they also allow us for our capacity to change the direction that we're taking in life. And it's like reminding the system that it's actually okay to pivot, to change direction. And that even includes standing out for one's own sake, not because you need to represent anybody or anything else in your family or any other institution. and our minor chakras of these joints. They embody the points as well as making decisions at life's crossroads. And we're repairing the times in which that felt disjointed by running a cellular repair through here, restoring these cells back to their fullest potential of health. And supporting the joint articulation, how we actually articulate ourselves gracefully, flexibly, in a way that doesn't have to leave a jarring, shocking landing. And as the right side becomes more fluid, more graceful, the left relieves its tensions through ankle, knee, hip, of the grip, of the grasping, of thinking that it has to just hang on to make it through. And in doing so, releasing the assumption that you're more fragile than you think that you're more fragile than you really are. Or that your body is somehow breaking down and you're fragile, but you're not listening to the other realms of your emotional, your spiritual strengths. And we're linking that up to all five senses, as well as through to the heart, to support you in reminding how to land as an individual within your own system. And the pericardium, an external lining of the heart, representing and a reminder of the boundaries that are necessary to support that. And we're tapping this out here. Invitation to breathe here. And as I tap this out, just like we were working with the joints, and it being like articulations of transitions, we're also working with the articulations of where the different transitions happen throughout the digestive system tract. So mouth transitions into esophagus, transitions into stomach, transitions into small intestine, all the pieces, segment one after another, the ileocecal valve being a part of it, all the way through to the large intestine, the rectum, and then the anus. Giving that a breath. And then we're working with something that's a little sensitive, so bear with me here. When if you were born in a medical setting, one of the first things they did after you were born is they inserted a thermometer, and they insert that into the rectum, and they don't ask babies for consent, because there's this sense of being deeply invaded, having your consent disregarded. And having that be the expectation of how it is you're supposed to bow down to authority, making submission, quite frankly, dangerous as fuck. There's a sense of deep violation of safety. Interestingly, this is coming up near the end of the session. It's almost like everything needed to come before to build to this point. We invite us to reimagine that moment. And actually communicating with the baby in a way that we can almost imagine that we can hear the baby's expressions of whether that's okay or not. And if it is okay, how quickly, how slowly, how hot or cool does the thermometer need to be? And going at the pace that their nervous system can actually digest the experience. And here, just simply running the permissions of support that it's actually safe to digest life again now. It's safe to digest life again now. It's safe to digest life again now. Now linking into the right brain, it's like there's this connection to landing solidly, firmly in your right brain that goes with the saying of, I'm in my right mind. I'm in my right mind. I'm releasing the fragmentation that's natural when we think we're supposed to how do I sum that up nicely, easily? We think that we're supposed to submit in a way that actually fragments our very individuality. Releasing the underlying confusion, the gaslighting, that also goes at the same time with we're supposed to love abusive behavior and the people that do it in those moments. And I'm invited, because that's a big pill to swallow, and that's like a really big jump that's often taught in lots of spiritual circles. But if we break that down piece by piece, the first step, because we need to walk before we can run, is to just simply love the essence of them with and separate out the pain and the behavior, because there's inner little ones in you that are confused as fuck about that. And just for now, we get to honor what they need. Not what somebody else has told you of how you should navigate the situation. That includes me too, so, you know, you can disregard any of that. Please do. It's all linking into, I'm going to invite you to bring your hands to your heart, bringing this link into the heart chakra, finding the resonance of harmony and a reclamation of respect. Tapping here, breathing here. And as I tap this out, I actually see the fascia through the back body unwind its need for protection amongst all those layers of deep confusion. I'm going to play a song. I'm going to invite you just to let yourself rest in it. If it feels right, feel free to tune back into the thing that was resourcing at the very beginning of the journey. The song is about 2.5 minutes. It's an invitation to slow things way down here and let yourself come to rest. Landing here, hands on heart if you desire, breathing here. Thank you for the opportunity to gather here today with each and every one of you, the medicine that you carry within you. May this journey continue to integrate in ways that serve you deeply, as well as the world that you walk in. Thank you for you, exactly as you are. Om. Shanti, 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 peace, peace, peace. Blessings on your day, your week ahead. I look forward to next week. And if there's any additional support that's required, please don't head off until we have a time or a moment to chat about that. Mwah. You're most welcome, everybody. Bye for now, loves. Have yourself a beautiful rest of your day.